Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
I'm Freebear, one of the hosts, and a lot of times at this time I like to talk about something that happened at the beginning, before we were on the air today, and the off-air show started an hour ago. Me and Tommy were here. And Steve came in.
Ruined everything.
No.
Just kidding, Steve.
No.
Sorry.
That was hurtful, Kelly.
I don't know why. Shots fired.
A very, very, very long apology.
I'm sorry.
In song form.
I'm sorry. That was pretty long. Hot pockets. Anyway, so out of the blue, Tommy says, "Hey, Steve, got a big surprise for you coming through the door pretty soon." And
piqued my interest.
I looked up because I'm like, ooh, I wonder what that is. Maybe I can catch some collateral on this or whatever. Yeah. Maybe I can get some sloppy seconds.
Not that.
I thought maybe Tommy had like a food delivery scheduled and somebody was going to bust through the door with, you know, cakes and pies and donuts.
At the very least, it's National Donut Day. So that would have made sense. Yeah, I thought that was what it's going to be.
And, oh, wow. Okay,
way to go, Tommy.
And then Tommy said, probably be here in about 2 minutes. And then, like 90 seconds later, Maitland came in, and I went, oh, Maitland's in on this. Isn't that what you thought?
That's what I thought. I was like, Maitland's going to have whatever Tommy's surprise is. You know, maybe Maitland picked it up on her way in.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah, so then, y'all were looking at me, and I was like, I don't know what I did, but well, you look suspicious.
You only poured more gas on the fire by coming in and saying, why does it smell like Thanksgiving in the hallway? I don't know about Steve, but I went, oh, we're having Thanksgiving this morning. Okay. Ooh, right. I bet there's a turkey. I'm going to have some gravy. And then Tommy went, I don't know. And I went, does this have anything to do with your surprise? And then he went, yeah. And then he left.
I was even more confused.
Then he left. And he came back in with a plate.
Yeah. Yeah. What was on the plate, Freebear?
A burrito.
Yeah!
That was not for Steve.
No!
And then we said, is that the surprise for Steve? And he went, yeah!
Yeah.
What?
I just knew he'd be so excited for me to have a burrito again. I haven't had one at work in so long.
Wow. Look at the excitement on my face.
I mean, did that or did that not make your day, Steve?
I mean,
are you not entertained?
That Tommy ate.
Yeah.
Had a burrito.
Steve, had you been aware that Tommy had foregone his previous every burrito day days and gone back to a less intense burrito schedule, or was that news to you?
Tommy, you had a burrito yesterday because I commented on it. We talked about it. You had a burrito the day before yesterday.
Yeah,
also.
But I didn't have
24 hours.
I didn't have the breakfast burrito that I make in the microwave that no living person should consume. That was a good burrito. This was a breakfast burrito from a gas station.
Oh, yeah. Steve, you should have been able to very easily and quickly differentiate between the two things that look identical from the outside.
I'm still not sure how in any scenario ever.
This is for me?
Yeah. Even if you had never had a burrito before. Ever. How would you eating a burrito at 5:40 in the morning be a surprise for someone else?
Well, I just thought he'd be excited for me, and I just was like, oh my gosh, Tommy, you have a burrito. That's great.
Tommy, there's nobody who likes to pump you up more than me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, surprise, Steve, I got a surprise.
But this one,
it didn't hit.
It was a little lackluster.
Oh, you had a bite of it. What'd you think?
I did. It was fine.
Yes.
You had a bite of Tommy's burrito?
I did, yeah.
took a bite, and then he was like, remember, this is my end, that's your end.
So Tommy started on one end, okay. I started on the opposite end, and then I figure at some point we'll meet in the middle.
Okay, so yeah, like Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, and then they kissed.
I'm still waiting, Steve.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the real surprise.
You bring your big burrito in here.
Tommy's first bite of this amazing burrito surprise led to him going, oh, this is not good.
in all the silliness, we did learn something really valuable, because at one point, Freebeer said, I thought at least you'd bring him like a Thanksgiving cup of tea or something, like tea that was Thanksgiving flavored. And Tommy just goes, well, gravy is the tea of Thanksgiving.
It is.
It is. Yeah, we learned that.
Yeah. So this November, Tommy, when we're doing our live show, if you don't have gravy tea for everybody.
You need to be drinking a nice warm cup of pilgrim tea. Mm.
Do you guys remember that Thanksgiving that Joe spent with me? And Hot Wings, you brought over your like dad's famous baked beans.
And I'd
also sent everybody home with like mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great leftovers.
And, you know, all kinds of really good stuff. And Joe was like, I tried the beans, but there weren't any beans in it. And I was like, what? What do you mean there weren't any beans in it? And it's so clearly beans.
I mean, you start with the base of a 53-ounce can of beans.
So many beans.
Like, I mean, it's beans.
And I was like, did you heat up just the gravy? And he looked at me and he goes, that's what that was? And he just ate an entire Tupperware of gravy. And I thought they were maybe like mashed beans or something.
Like baked bean juice and gravy don't even taste remotely alike.
Nobody's ever served mashed beans.
Wow.
Is this what refried beans are? Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yep, pretty much. Boy, howdy.
Hi, I'm Steve, and Tommy, boy, have I got a surprise for you.
No, get out.
What is it?
Steve, what is it?
Steve.
Something's happening.
It's down in the parking garage.
Ooh! You got me a car?
No.
Oh.
I washed my car yesterday.
Oh, snap!
That is your surprise, Tommy.
Wow, I understand this lackluster feeling now. I mean, yay, car wash!
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it detailed, Steve?
Nope.
No.
Nope. I mean, I vacuumed it out.
Ooh,
that's about it.
An inside clean.
Yeah. And outside.
Wow.
Tigger.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.